Test 2. Listen to the conversation. Then answer questions 1 to 4.
Hi, do you work here?
Yes. How can I help you?
It's my brother's birthday. I'd like to buy him something nice, but I'm not sure what to get him.
Let's see. What about a sweater? Or a tie?
Oh, they're both great ideas.
Okay. The ties are over here. Does he wear ties often?
Actually, now that I think about it, he doesn't wear them that often. Only sometimes to the office.
So in that case, I think a sweater would be a better choice. Does he have a favorite color?
Well, he really likes blue, and he wears it often.
Wonderful. Let me show you what we have. We have these two blue sweaters here. This one is 20% off. This one is not on sale, but it's better quality.
Oh, that one feels very soft. It does feel much better than the other one. How much is it?
It's $69.
And it's not on sale?
No, I'm afraid not. But it's very popular right now.
Okay, I'll take it. I think he'll like that. It feels nice, and the color's great, too.
A lot of people buy this shirt to go under that sweater. Do you think your brother would also like this?
I don't think that's his style. It looks a little too formal. I'll just get the sweater.
No problem. Would you like a gift box?
Yes, that'd be great. Thank you. Do you accept credit cards?
Yes, of course.
Number 1. What is the woman looking for? Number 2. What does the word quality mean? Number 3. Why does the woman choose the sweater? Number 4. What will happen next? Listen to the conversation, then answer questions 5 to 8.
Did you watch the documentary on the environment last night?
Yes, I was really surprised to learn about the amount of rubbish in the sea.
And most of the rubbish is plastic because you can't recycle all plastic.
I missed that part. I must have been on my phone.
Yeah, you can't recycle the kinds of plastic we use once and throw away, like straws and plastic bags.
Oh, really?
And many people think paper cups recycle easily, but most of these cups are covered with plastic. That's what keeps the cups strong enough to hold hot liquids. So you can't recycle all paper cups either.
I use paper cups at work all the time. I thought it was okay because I always put them in the recycling bin.
Most people do, but half of the things in the recycling bin end up in the rubbish, like dirty food containers. They've got to be clean or you can't recycle them.
I had no idea.
And they said that many people don't even know what to put in the recycling bin, and many others just don't use them.
I didn't realise there were so many rules, but these are all simple habits we can change. It may be a little uncomfortable, but I can use my own cup for coffee instead of a paper cup.
Many coffee shops and restaurants are learning more about recycling rules too. Some are using paper straws for their soft drinks now. That's good news.
That is good news. I don't mind using paper straws. In fact, next time I'm at the coffee shop, I'll ask them for a paper straw.
Number 5. What can be recycled? Number 6. What does the woman say about the recycling bin? Number 7. What does habit mean? Number 8. What will the man do to help improve the problem? Listen to the conversation, then answer questions 9 to 12.
It's good to see you. It's been a long time.
I know. The last time I saw you was at your wedding.
Has it been that long? What have you been up to?
Well, I started a new job.
Congratulations. What's the job?
It's marketing for an online travel company.
Nice. How are the people?
My coworkers are great. I don't have a lot of experience yet, so I'm learning so much from them about the projects. They're the best part of the job. My boss is in a different city, though, so I don't see her too often.
Is it long hours?
Really long. And I have to travel a lot to visit the hotels we do business with. So I'm away about half the month. I don't love it, but it's a good learning experience.
That's a lot of travel. It must be a hard schedule.
I don't mind it, and I won't travel so much next year.
Hey, sounds like an exciting job. I'm happy for you.
Thanks. What about you? How's married life?
I don't know if you heard, but Julia's pregnant.
No, I haven't heard. Congratulations! How's Julia doing?
She's doing well. She's still working, and the baby's due in a couple of months.
I'm so happy for you guys. Are you ready to be a dad?
You know, I am. Some days I feel a little unprepared, but I'm really looking forward to it.
You'll be a terrific dad.
Thanks. Oh, and we moved out of the city. We needed more space for the baby and for my parents, who visit often. Julia loves the new house because she works from home, but it takes me over an hour to get to work. Traffic is terrible.
Oh, no. That's too bad. But it's a good move. Your city apartment was way too small for a growing family.
Yes, I agree. You need to come visit.
I will.
Number 9. What does the woman like about her job? Number 10. What does the woman say about traveling for work? Number 11. How does the man feel about being a dad? Number 12. Why did the man move out of the city? Listen to the conversation, then answer questions 13 to 16.
I was listening to that show about health and nutrition, and it made me realize how much we've been ignoring our health. We rarely cook or work out. We really need to change that.
I agree. But we both work such long hours. I don't know how we can fit cooking and working out into our current schedules.
So I thought about this. For our lunches, we could use their suggestion and try meal planning. On Sundays, we could cook lunch for the entire week. Put the food in individual containers and keep them in the refrigerator. Then we can just take one to work every day.
That would be much healthier than the lunches I buy at work. Okay, that takes care of lunch. But what about dinner?
What if we take turns cooking? How about we each cook two nights, since we usually eat out on weekends with our friends anyway?
You're right. We can both make time to cook twice a week. You've really put some thought into this. What's our plan for exercise?
I think we should join that new gym down the street. I know we don't like working out at the gym, but they offer free classes with the membership. We can just go to the gym and take classes.
That's a great idea. I know they offer a lot of classes. I could take yoga and swimming, and you could use it for boxing.
Yes, and since we're paying for the membership every month, it will force us to go so we don't waste our money.
This is a great plan. I think we can do this.
Number 13. What does the woman say about cooking and working out? Number 14. What does the man say about lunch? Number 15. What is one way the man wants to create a healthy lifestyle? Number 16. How does the man feel about achieving a healthy lifestyle? Listen to a talk, then answer questions 17 to 20.
Welcome to my show, Dreams to Action. Today, I want to share with you the story of how I started this channel. We often hear that life is too short. When I turned 30, I suddenly realized that there were so many things I wanted to do and not enough time. So I had a long conversation with my wife and we decided to take a year off to travel around the world. I have got to admit this was a difficult decision to make, but once we'd made the commitment, we went to work to put our plans into place. First, we had to prepare our finances. We had some money in savings, but it wasn't enough to sustain us for a year without a steady income. So we spent the next 6 months spending less and bringing in more money. We took drastic measures. We sold most of our belongings, our car, furniture, extra clothes, TV and other electronics. We rented out our house and moved into a small flat. We both kept our regular jobs, but took on additional part-time jobs in the evenings and at the weekends. We didn't eat out. We didn't spend money when socialising. We spent time with friends and family at home instead of going out. At the same time, we mapped out our trip. We knew we wanted to see as many countries as possible, but we didn't want to simply have a tourist experience. We didn't want to pass through a new place, visiting only the most well-known landmarks. We wanted to experience the essence of the countries we visited. While doing my research, I discovered many online communities around the world. There were people sharing their experiences, doing exactly what my wife and I were planning to do. I got in touch with members of these communities, and they provided invaluable resources to help us plan our trip. I'll share the link to some of these online communities for you to check out. And in the next part of this series, I'll talk about a few of the experiences we had when we finally embarked on our trip and how this channel came about as we travelled from one amazing place to another.
Number 17. What is the speaker's point of view on life? Number 18. How did the speaker feel about preparing for this year-long trip? Number 19. What was the speaker's goal in travelling? Number 20. According to the speaker, what is the most effective way to achieve a long-term goal? This is the end of the listening section.